Hello, 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 everybody. It's time for another episode of The Exchange. This is a re-release that aired originally September 18th, 2020, where I interviewed Caroline Manning. The description of this episode says, on this episode, I talked with Caroline Manning. Caroline is an associate executive director with Monet, based out of Woodstock, Georgia. Together, they discuss supporting yourself, One Direction, The Bachelor, their introduction through a close friend, running a business, life at Monet, and many more. Caroline is somebody who I think is incredible. She's always on the move. She's traveling because of her opportunities with Monet. She is an influencer. She is a Peloton icon. She has all kinds of things going on, and I can't wait to have her back to do another one as well. And we'll dive into some of that stuff I just mentioned. But for now, let's listen to everything that Caroline had going on just 3 years ago. So once you listen to this, you'll think, wow, what has she accomplished since then? Well, we'll find out here in a few months when we do another one with her. But for now, enjoy the re-release. My guest today is, she is 22 years of age, and she's a senior at KSU. She has worked with Monet for 2.5 years and has quickly risen to the top. She became the first Atlanta director, and has gone on several trips, has been rewarded with all kinds of amazing things. She might be in the top five people that I know that works as hard as she does. Please, everybody, welcome Caroline Manning. Hello, yeah. Caroline.
Hi, thanks for the awesome intro.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for taking the time to be here. You're crazy busy, so I'm glad I was able to get you.
I'm excited. I'm ready to share everything with everyone. It's been a really fun experience. So, yeah.
Good. Very good. So, Caroline, how do we know each other?
You want me to tell the real story?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about it.
We were in Buckhead one night, and Logan's good friend was passed out on the ground, and me and some friends, we were like, what's going on? Let's save this man. What's happening? And so I met Logan there, and we kind of connected. From that minute, we exchanged Instagrams, and I think we've connected ever since that. So unless you have a different way to remember meeting, but.
No, yeah, that's 100% what happened. My buddy, I won't name him because I don't know if he wants to be named, but Caroline and her friends saved the day for him. And
so crazy.
Yeah, I know. I remember I woke up to DMs from you at I think I woke up for a flight that morning. It was like 5 a.m. and I was like, holy shit, like what's going on? And she was like, hey, do you know so-and-so? He is currently passed out on the ground.
Yeah, like, just him like down there, and we found his phone, I think. And so we went through his phone, and then, well, that sounds really creepy. Like we went through his phone because I'm like, oh, this guy's unconscious, not moving. He was actually, I think, in the backseat of one of my friend's cars.
That's crazy.
So it was really scary. And then comes to know, like, we somehow were connected. I don't really want to say from what, but like my sister knew of him and like all this stuff. And so we just want to make sure he was good. But yeah. I was finding Logan through Instagram through that.
Crazy how people cross paths. What a crazy world we live in. Yeah. Caroline, tell the people, I introed Monet there in the beginning, but tell people what you do. You're always active on social media. One of probably the most active people I have on my social media. So give people the rundown. What are you doing?
Yeah. So I actually started this business 2.5 years ago. I was 20 years old and I was looking for something a little bit more. And I'll kind of go on that later if you want me to kind of touch on the whole story. But I have my own beauty online franchise. And so it's hair care and skincare. And my background behind that, I had extensions for 7 years. My hair wouldn't grow. It was super short. I hated it. I was a competitive cheerleader, so it never grew with all of the hairspray and the gel and the tight ponytails and all the stuff. Like, it was so damaged. So I put extensions on top to kind of cover it up. And when I found these products, I had been on these extensions for 7 years. And I was like, you know what? Nothing can be worse than where I'm at right now. So I might as well give it a chance. So it's turned into so much more. The company is natural-based, vegan, anti-aging. All these things you probably hear about for skincare, but you don't really ever hear it from hair care. Or you might hear like natural-based products and you think, oh my God, icky. Like, they're not going to do anything because they're natural-based. But the really cool thing is that these products truly perform to what they say that they're going to do. So they're natural-based. So it's not all natural. It's natural ingredients, but it's backed by science as well. So we have some really great technology in there as well that makes that natural ingredient come to life. So it's been a crazy journey. I love it so much. And it's something that Logan's, as I'm active on social media, I'm live all the time. I have crazy stories all the time, but I do it all from wherever. So I'm currently in my office. I live in downtown Woodstock. So I think all of your listeners are probably pretty local, correct?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. So we actually both go to the same college, but I actually ended up moving to downtown Woodstock. I would have never been able to do that without this company. But I'm currently in my office. I'm on my laptop, but I work from either here or wherever. I do it straight from my phone. So it's been the best thing that I have ever done in my life. And I've done a lot of really cool things, but it's really changed my life. So, yeah.
What was some of your biggest, like, so I know you're so active on social media. You're always posting this, always posting that. Did you initially get, I don't want to say pushback, but were people in your life, maybe whether it be friends or family, kind of just be like, why are you pushing this on us? Like, some people might have been ruder and been like, we don't care to see this. Like, what's going on with it? Like, did you ever get any kind of pushback like that?
I would say, like, I have like a really crazy story. One of my best friends, it was her boyfriend was like, Caroline, like, you better be careful. Like, stuff like that never lasts. Like, just watch your back. And I took that as like, I didn't take it as like, okay, maybe I should be cautious. I was like, you know, I'm going to prove them wrong. I'm going to do everything in my power to like make this the next big thing. It's really funny that you asked that because my mom has been my biggest supporter my whole life. And she like, it's like one of those things now, like I hate when I say it, but I love to say it because it'll give some other people inspiration or maybe some motivation to just go for it. I was a competitive cheerleader, like I said. My older sister and my younger sister did it with me. My parents never missed a competition. We traveled. We did all the things. I'd practice almost every day. And they were the biggest supporters. Like, there was never something that they weren't there at. And when I started this, she was like, well, who's going to buy the shampoo? Do you really think you can do this? Like, what if it's a waste of time? And she was like, Caroline, like, you do whatever. I want you to prove me wrong. But, like, we're not going to talk about it. She was like, you can do this, but don't bring it up every time I see you because I don't want a part of it. And it took my mom a year and a month to join the business as a market partner, like someone who reps the products. But now she is a leader in the company too. So it's been really cool. Like, it took her a few weeks. Like, I didn't stop pushing it, but she ended up trying the products and my sisters tried it. But it took her a minute. But I think, like, all good things come with time. And like, you've got to show some people. Like, some people are obviously skeptical. Like, I never thought I would be in a direct sales job. But the more I do it, the more I love it. And I think the biggest thing that holds people back is the fear of what other people are going to think. But like, my biggest thing was, is like, I wanted to get my own car. I wanted to like not rely on my parents so much. I wanted to do something that was mine. And this was that opportunity. So if you let people decide what you do all the time, like, how are you going to grow from that? And so now I have some really super supportive people in my life, like my current boyfriend. Now, when we first met, we were just friends. He was like, I don't think you understand how smart what you're doing really is. And I remember standing there and being like, yeah, I've got no idea what I'm doing. I'm just running with it and I'm just going to go for it. And that was over 2.5 years ago. So the people that are in my life now are the ones really that do this business with me, people who support me. And I keep my circle full of positive people. If you don't like seeing me on social media, if you don't like all the posts, you are free to unfollow at any time. I don't mind, but like, I want the positivity. I don't want the fights on social media. I want people who are building me up in my circle. So I think I've had some people obviously unfollow me. I've seen it, but like, I really don't let it get to me just because I know what I'm doing and the impact that I'm making is so much bigger than that.
Wow. Yeah. That's, I relate a lot, maybe not as much because I'm not as persistent with my stuff, but like I'm constantly plugging this, constantly plugging that, constantly posting something. And I think somebody in my family a while ago was just like, you know, I don't necessarily have to see that all this stuff. And I was just like, okay, that's fine. Like I'm not offended. I mean,
yeah,
I'm going to do it whether you're paying attention to it or not. I mean,
exactly. And that's something like be persistent on it. Like do what you want to do, because at the end of the day, first off, they're not paying your bills.
Right.
And like you're seriously the CEO of your dreams. So like if you want to go get something, you have to go get it. Like there's nothing standing in the way of me being the most successful person I know than myself. So don't listen to the people who are trying to put you down, because really people don't want to see you be higher in success than they are. So they're mm-hmm. like, I don't want to see this. But in your mind, like go for it. Chase those dreams. Get after it.
Did you ever see yourself at a younger age doing anything like this? Like when you first went to college, like what was your major? Did your major have anything to do with what you're doing now? Like what, how did all that like happen?
Well, it's crazy that you asked that, because actually, no, I think I saw one company that was like, I don't even want to say similar, because there is nothing in the direct sales world that is anything like what I do. What we have is a huge community. It's like nothing else I've ever seen. So I saw another direct sales company and I thought about it for a second, but then I always said like, you know what? Nope, I'm just going to stick to it. So I went to Kennesaw State and I was going for a film and video degree. But as you know, Kennesaw State doesn't really have a film and video program, which makes absolutely zero sense. So if anyone from Kennesaw State on the board listens to this, make a film and video program, because what is happening in Atlanta is growing like crazy. So I saw that opportunity of like the new next Hollywood, right? I was in high school and I had like a cord when I graduated for being like head of the news crew. I ran the news. I did all my senior videos were on the football field. I did all that. Like I loved editing. I loved filming. I loved the whole everything, the whole nine yards. I was honestly out of class more in the principal's office, in the secretary's making videos for the school than I was in class my senior year. So I loved that. And I went to college and I was like, I'm doing film and video. I don't even really love sports, but I wanted to be that sports videographer. I wanted to take the pump up videos for like NFL teams. I have no idea where that came from, but that was my dream. And I just love, my biggest thing was like, I love the behind the scenes. I love filming. I did it for cheerleading too. Like not just the routines, not just like the sports. I like the behind the scenes of like in the locker room or like the interactions with people. Like I love having something that someone could see in the future and like know those are their connections, those are their friends, those are their relationships. That's the part I loved of it. And so I went to school and I was originally a mass communications major, and that all ended. I think it was my second semester of my freshman year. I was in a public speaking class. So last day of drop ad, my public speaking teacher was like, you guys have a speech next week. And I had a panic attack and I dropped my major. I went to a marketing major on the last day of drop ad, dropped all my classes. I was like, I can't speak, no public speaking, no way. So I dropped that, I went to marketing, and then I was like, no way I can do all this math. So I was like, okay, now let's go to fine arts, and I'm gonna do something with graphical design, whatever. And that took me to my art semester where I can't draw a circle, and I actually had an advice, I literally can't draw at all, can't paint, can't do anything. And I had an advising appointment, and my advisor basically told me I was at the wrong school. I wasn't going to graduate like there. I should go somewhere else that I basically didn't fit in. They were like, you know, there's only so many spots and point blank, yours isn't good enough, then like you're not going to make it and then you're just going to have to start over. And I was like, okay. So I ended up that semester when I was in art, I actually had the chance to be at the Georgia Film Academy down at Pinewood Studios. So I got to spend a semester there. And so anyone who hears this and is like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. That's like the dream. That's where they filmed Avatar, if you guys don't know. I actually got handed a clipboard when we were doing our big class project. And I held the clipboard and I was like, you know what? I don't want to have kids one day and have a future and like absolutely hate picking up a camera or videography because I did it so much. I was like, this is my hobby. I want to do it as a hobby. So in those days, I changed my major back over to communication. So I changed my major 4 times. And what's so crazy is that next semester I have my public speaking class again, same professor, same classroom. And I absolutely killed that class. And it's all because of Monet. I mean, I've spoke at so many different events or conferences or anything like that. And that's been really big for me, like to be someone who walked out of a public speaking class, like no way I could ever do this, to go speak in front of a room of over 500 people blows my mind. So I think everything is like timing. It all comes down to like where you're at the right time. I got my big break to like start Monate. Wasn't really with Monate. I actually got a partnership through Instagram from a rep from Victoria's Secret Pink. And so that was, I think, January of 2018. And I remember like they were going to send me a backpack. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. I had just put my 2 weeks in at my job. And I took this sponsorship, but I was like, how am I going to pose with a backpack? So I followed every girl I could find that was a part of this program. And that led me to my sponsor. And I was watching her like travel the world. She was a year older than me. She went to the University of Tampa and she was going to the United Kingdom for spring break. And I was like, why am I going to Pensacola? Like, she's only a year older than me. Like, what is she doing? And why am I not doing that? So that was like my big, like, what am I doing? Let's start this. So it all kind of, it all played out. I was never going to be a drawer or an artist. But I wanted to do film and video. And then now I'm about to graduate and I'm a public relations major. So it's really crazy. Like now all my classes have to do with like social media and like concepts in new media. So I should probably pay attention a little bit more, but they're aligning with what I'm doing now.
Do you think you'll do Monet forever?
Yeah, 100%. I think Monet was the one thing I was always looking for. Like I've always said, like there's so many things in my life that were everything I never knew I needed. And so I was like I said, competitive cheerleader. So I was always like a leader on the team. And I always was someone who was encouraging others and pumping others up. So I actually talked about this the other day, I made an Instagram post on my first day back to college, my first last day ever. And I basically said like day one, I was terrified and that was college, but like now I'm not terrified. Like to be able to graduate in December, I mean, things are kind of crazy right now, but like everything has been through the roof since even COVID started. It's just constantly increased and it's getting bigger and better. And I'm not scared to graduate. I'm not scared to take this job on full time. I'm already doing it full time. I think it's going to be a lot easier, but things to look for, you know, like, is the product consumable? Do they make their own products? Are people ordering all the time? Is it something people need? What does it look like from the background? Is there their own research and development center? Like all of these things just align, you know, the world is going to a social media world. Like Logan, you're doing a podcast, you know, and that's on your phone. That's on the go. You could do it walking down the road. Like people are looking for an opportunity. They're looking for something that they can do from home. And this is just like ground level. Where we're at right now, we're a $1 billion company in 6 years.
Wow.
We're like coming up on, I want to say 7, God. But like we just launched skincare last year and we did almost, I can't even spit the numbers right now because I don't even want to mess them up, but a couple million in the first 5 hours of the launch. And it's crazy. And we are launching something brand new next month. and it is projected to explode our businesses by over 33% over the next 4 months. And then we'll have new stuff coming out in November. So I think like the biggest thing is like this company is always looking to do more to build our businesses. They don't do anything that's like half-assed. They really don't. Like everything is for us to be the most successful, there's always something launching. There's always a trip that we're qualifying for. They're always doing something to make it easier for us to get out there and to be more successful. And I think having a consumable product is like the biggest thing, because you can't sell something you don't love and you can't sell something that like you don't use. And so having those things that you love and you use all the time makes it so easy. So I think it's just getting started and I'm just excited for the future.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. Good for you. That must be nice knowing that, you know, with you saying like, yeah, I'll probably be at Monet forever. Like, is that
crazy?
Is that like comforting knowing that like, you know, you don't necessarily know where you're going, but you like know what you're, you know, you know what I mean? You like,
yeah, like I know. It's like the most comforting thing in the world, because truthfully, I think everything happens for a reason. I'm like a big believer on that, right?
Sure.
And if I would have graduated in May, I would have still felt fine. Like even though I had that extra semester, I would have felt fine. But just to know, like getting into a world, like this is the craziest thing I've been thinking about, is like I was going into film and video, right?
Right.
Nothing's opened in the film and video industry right now. So if I would have graduated with a film and video degree, no matter what I did, like I would be jobless right now if I never started Monet, like because I would have graduated in May and I would have been lost, you know? And so I think like every time I think about what I'm going to do forever, it's like it's a no-brainer. Like I get to help people every single day. I get to help people feel more confident. I get to be with my friends wherever I want. Like, for example, we have our annual conference next month and I'm about to book a mansion in Florida for the team to come. And we're going to do like the presentation there since we can't do it all in person. But like I choose what my workday looks like. I was in Nashville last weekend just with the girls and we did content and then we just hung out and did stuff together. And like, that's the biggest part. I choose where I do this. And like, it's really comforting to know that I'm going to be in a spot that I want to be in. Like I get to choose what I want to do and I get to choose where I do it and who I do it with. So it's extremely comforting. I don't know if you've even, well, I guess we didn't really talk about it, but I became a founder in the company last June. And they opened up the founder pool. And like, I think that shows like the heart behind the company. They basically said that we were in Vegas last April and they were like, you know, when you start a company, you think like Amazon or Starbucks, you know, you start out with those few founders who like got their shares in or whatever. And with us, you have to like earn the shares. So they had that original pool and I had no idea it was even a thing because, you know, once it closed, no one really talked about it. And there's still people that are qualifying right now and it'll end at the end of December. But they were like, there's a whole brand new group of leaders and like, we have so much to give. And so they were like, we want to do something a little bit more. And so they opened it back up. You basically had to hit the next rank in the company or hit the market mentor middle rank in the company where you get your car, all the things, right? And they said you have from April until December. And then if you sign up anywhere from April until December, you have an entire year to hit that market mentor rank. And to put it in perspective, I hit that rank in 6 months. So anyone can do it. I was full-time in school and I did it back in 2018. But it was really huge to see them open up that pool again. So now I'm getting paid out quarterly a percentage of sales. And that's like in a separate savings account for my future family. So it's crazy what it's done in just 2.5 years. Like my life doesn't look anything the same and I can't imagine where it's going to look in December or 2.5 years from now. So it's just exciting. It's really comforting and it's exciting to see where it's taken me over the last few years.
That's really awesome. I could sit here. I find it so ironic that you left the public speaking thing and like it seems like you have zero issue talking to people or public speaking. Like when you sent me the demo here before we started recording just so I could see how you sounded when you were talking to all those people, I was just amazed. I was like, this girl like has like not that you have anything to be ashamed of, but you have no shame. You have no fear. It's awesome. And to know that you will probably be doing this for the rest of your life, I'm sure. Like, how many people do you know that at our age right now? Like, very little. Very few people get that.
I would say the people I know are the people that I work with, because they have the full confidence in it. And I always tell people too, it's like, you can either look at what you're doing and it's like, I'm nervous to talk to someone and I'm scared, or like, what if I annoy them? Well, like, I look at it like I have a blessing to give someone. It's not a burden. So every day I wake up and I'm blessed to do this job. I'm excited. Like, the amount of lives that have been changed because of this. I mean, we have stay-at-home moms who were working, got pregnant. Now they don't have to go to work because they're staying at home, making a income doing this. Teachers who are doubling their salaries. I have college. We just had one of my best friends just graduated college, and she's doing this full time. And so it's like, it's not just me. It's so many others. I think we counted today and there's 35 people that have qualified for their first month or second month, first 1 or 2 months for their next free trip to Vegas. So that's like, it's crazy to see. It's like a ripple effect. Like, it's a huge community. And I think it goes back to like what I said, like the company being so different than other companies, we actually have a huge emphasis on gratitude. So we have our hair care, our skincare, our Monet Global, right? Then we also have the gratitude program. So you can sign up to be an ambassador. You can like apply to be one, or you can just be a market partner and host events. So for example, like last December, every weekend, it was every Thursday in December, we did a Toys for Tots drive down at Big Sky and Buckhead. And I hosted those, and we were able to fill an entire Ford F-150 of toys just for the kids. Anything that we do, it's always giving back. We always have like these gratitude kits, and I don't have one on my desk right now, but there's like little stuff like this and like hair scents or whatever. But every time we do something like that, full 100% profits go back to whatever organization. I mean, we did, when COVID started, we had, I think it was 400,000 hand sanitizer bottles that were sent out with every single order for free. And then we did a bunch to the front line. I think it was 200,000. And then we did a bunch to the front line in Florida. But there's always something for us to give back. So they give us so much so we can bless others. And I think we just have a huge community full of a lot of like-minded men and women who want to make a difference. And so it's been the best thing I've ever done.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Love that for you. So about halfway through each recording, I like to switch gears and I ask each person that I talk to a few questions that I don't give them in advance, because it's best to get their gut reaction. These aren't hard questions. These are everyday questions that it gives you the ability, at least in my eyes, these few questions really show what kind of person that you are. Are you ready?
I didn't plan any of those. So yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. So, all right. What do you get? Assuming, let's just forget that COVID exists, because some of these apply in situations where group settings aren't appropriate anymore.
Yeah.
What do you get when you go to the movies?
Well, I used to get popcorn, but I can't eat popcorn anymore. So
why not? Why can't you eat popcorn?
Well, they're trying to figure it out right now. I have like all of these stomach things. So they thought it's diverticulitis, but it's not. But I don't know. I have to be super cautious of like kernels and stuff. So I guess I would say Bunch of Crunch.
Ooh, Bunch of Crunch is so underrated. So yeah, underrated. What's the last thing, assuming you have time to do this, what's the last time you sat down and watched something, whether it's on Netflix or TV or something, and you really enjoyed it? What was the last thing you watched?
I actually watched a lot during COVID, sort of, kind of, not really, because I'm always like, you know, I always say like, you know, between 5 p.m. and 12 p.m., either build a business or watch Netflix, you know? but a lot of the times after I finish my calls, and Brady's probably watching something, I can't remember the name of one, but I loved Shameless. So I also love The Office. I do watch that like going to bed most nights, you know, but I can fall asleep to that. But Shameless was really, really good. I do like that.
I need to get into Shameless. I tried watching the first couple episodes of it, but it almost was like too real for me or something. And it like, it kind of was disturbing in ways. Yeah. I need to get back into it because so many people say the best things about it.
Oh yeah. Well, I think too, like, the best way to get into a show, at least what I've known, like I've watched so many shows and like, I don't even mean to watch it. Or The Hunters is on Amazon Prime.
Yes.
That's like my favorite. Like I get emotional about it, you know, but you just gotta like, someone's gotta be playing it. And then you like are in the kitchen, you know, getting a snack or making a drink or whatever. And then you're like slowly like watching it and you're like, oh my gosh, like I need to like pay more attention, you know? And then you're like addicted to it. That or like The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. I get super invested in that, but that's like my guilty pleasure, you know?
Yeah, of course. We gotta love we stand The Bachelor, Bachelorette in my media world. We love those. Yes. If you could go back in time and meet anybody, who would you meet?
I've got no idea.
Or to make it easier, hopefully, if you could have dinner with anybody dead or alive, who would it be?
You know, it's so bad because it's like so nerdy and like so businessy of me, but I would have dinner with probably Tony V, who's in the company. I mean, I have had dinner with her before, but like, or maybe John Maxwell or Jordan Lee Dooley or Rachel Hollis, people who like inspire me or like I read their stuff or people who are better than me. Like I always want to be somewhere where someone is better than me and I can learn from them. That's probably
awesome.
Like the nerdiest answer ever.
No, it's not bad. Usually the go-to answer is Oprah or Michelle or Barack Obama. Those are pretty popular ones. Or like a musician like Led Zeppelin or something like that. Yours is very on brand for you.
Yeah.
if you were an animal, what would you be?
A dolphin.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think they're cool. I like that they can. I don't know why. I love swimming more than anything in this world. My toenails are blue like the ocean because if you don't follow my Instagram, I one time jumped in the pool with my phone. I don't know if it was waterproof or not. I love swimming. I love diving as a kid. Like you're like, this is too much information, Caroline. I love diving and I used to be able to do all these tricks because of cheerleading, but there was no diving programs around here. So I just lived vicariously through the Olympics. Oh, you know what? I would go to dinner with Michael Phelps or Sean Johnson or anyone. I love the Olympics.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. My brother and sister both are competitive swimmers. And so I've been around swimming like my entire life. So like I've been to countless swim meets or watched so many swim events on TV, whether it was the Olympics. I remember when Michael Phelps like that, I forget what year it was, but the year that Michael Phelps came out and like crushed for the first time, like
yeah,
there's never not a swimming discussion at my parents' house with my siblings or my parents or whatever. So I'm definitely no stranger to that.
Yeah, and that's my favorite too, because that kind of, it all goes back to business, but like Michael Phelps has a interview, it's like a podcast with Tony Robbins, and it's like the best podcast ever, and I think it like relates so much to life and like balance and like taking something and running with it, so I always use that as like a huge example for the organization and everything. You'll have to listen to it.
Yeah, I'll go check it out. I really like stuff like that. What's the best concert you've ever been to?
One Direction.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I think concerts, like if you know every song or like you're ready for it, it's the best. And like growing up, I knew every One Direction song, hands down, the best. And now they're not together. They went in 5 different directions.
They're all their different directions. Is there any of them that you prefer now that they're in different directions? Is there anyone that you stan?
I think I like them all. Like I'm not like obsessed like I used to be, but like I could still sing any song, I know every word. So I think they're all still good. Like they all had really good voices. And I think their story though too is really good. Like how Simon put them all together.
Yep.
Like, and they never came together and then they were like amazing. You know, if you don't think they're amazing, then that stinks. Go listen to more. But I just think they're awesome.
No. Yeah, I agree. You can't, regardless of like the public perception of like, oh my God, they're like a pop boy band or whatever. Like they're all insanely talented and they all do very well by themselves. They all have, that's just what made them good as a group together, is that they were all talented solo, but bringing them all together. Yeah. Like you can't say that they wouldn't have had good solo careers either. I mean,
100%.
They all do have great solo careers at this point.
Yeah.
So And then lastly, we're going to play like a, you know what stan, mute, and cancel. If I used those words, would you know what those mean? Stan, mute, and cancel?
Like you can stan them, you would mute them, and you would kick them out? Is that what it is?
Yeah, essentially. So we're going to play stan, mute, cancel with queso, guac, and salsa. You keep one forever. You can cancel one. And then one of them has to be like in the background.
Well, I think that's hard because like I could cancel salsa. I don't really, I like it, but not really that much, you know, like guac and queso are the best, you know? Okay. Guac, I would definitely stan it, but like I would keep queso forever because you know, when you have guac and then like a day goes by and like, it's then that weird brown color and you don't like it anymore.
Yeah.
I hate that. So day one, I'd love it, but like day two, it can go away.
Gotcha. Very good answer. I relate, except I'm canceling. Well, I can't really say relate then. I'm canceling guac. I've never been a big guac guy, but salsa, I would mute. I stand queso every day. Queso is Oh, God.
Wait, I did that wrong then. I did the order wrong. I'd want queso forever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, and then And then you'd mute. Well, which one would you?
Which one would I cancel?
Yeah.
Salsa.
Are you canceling salsa? Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I think I've got the same as you, except I'm switching guac and salsa. I'm canceling guac and salsa. I like, but again, I don't like absolutely hate it. For some reason, me and guac just don't click. Everyone in my family, I think actually, except for my dad, just like my dad loves guac, but other than that, I don't think my mom or my sister or my brother like guac.
Well, have you ever had tableside guacamole from Chili's?
Yeah, Chili's, yeah.
Yeah, that's
I used to work at Chili's for like two years.
That's my favorite restaurant. Oh my God. Is that the next question? Because if anyone wants to know, go to Chili's for dinner.
What's your go-to order at Chili's?
The triple dipper with cheese fries, egg rolls, and Big Mouth Bites.
Damn, girl, you got it going on. That's exactly like what I get
different. It's the best.
Yeah, you can't not get a triple if you're going to Chili's. What are you doing?
Yeah, like it's the best. I'm thinking about Chili's.
Yeah, now I'm thinking about Chili's. It's dinner time.
Yeah,
what's your favorite song right now?
Probably Lose Somebody by One Republic. And Kygo, is that how you say his name? Kygo?
I think so.
Yeah. I think it's cool that One Republic's never done a song with someone else until this song.
Yeah, One Republic is very good. I feel like they're slept on and ignored a lot. Yeah, but like they're low-key really good.
Oh yeah, 100%. Or Chasing You by Morgan Wallen, I think. Yeah, that one's a good one.
Morgan Wallen's great.
Yep.
I think that's all I've got, unless you have anything else you want to touch on.
I don't think I have anything else. This was fun.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. I like this whole podcast thing.
No, go ahead.
I forgot too.
I guess for the conclusion question, what's next for you in 2020?
In 2020, I'm graduating college. I have like a little thing up here on my dream board. I know they can't really see it, but graduation was always something I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so far from it. Whatever, I'm going to continue to build an international business, which is so crazy. December 15th, 117 days until I graduate. Lots of traveling, which is kind of like, but you know, we live in a place where actually like Atlanta's not, you can't, like they're not like shut down. So like we're not really breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
So I have like some events. I'm going to the Dominican in November.
Wow. That's
paid for from Monate. So it's really crazy, but it's been the best experience. I can't wait to do it full time. I'm treating it like it's full time right now, even though I'm in school. Cause I don't want to do my schoolwork, but that's okay. but it's exciting. What about you? What's next for you in 2020?
Wow. The question has not been ever turned around and asked to me. So,
well, I hate that. That's my thing. Like I always like put everyone else first. So Logan, why don't you tell them?
All right. I haven't really teased it yet or anything, but I'm actually starting yet another pod. later this year, I think, whenever it starts airing, but it's all about Bachelor.
Yes, I put me on it. I'll talk.
Yes, I will.
You'll have to get the people from the show on it.
Yes, it's called Binging Batch, and it'll be me as the primary host, and then I'm going to have co-hosts, but they're going to be rotating in and out, not necessarily the same person each time, and we're just going to break down the Bachelor, Bachelorette, you know, Listen to Your Heart, Paradise, whatever seasons are. I watched Listen to Your Heart. I didn't think it was horrible.
Yeah.
I thought it was fine for, you know, it being like a short season, but whatever it is, Bachelor related, we'll break it down. If Bachelor's not in season, maybe we'll break down one of the 50,000 other dating shows out there.
Right? Love Island. You'll have to do that one. That's a good one.
Yep. So,
Logan, what do you think about all of the crazies? Like, what about Claire?
Claire? Am I?
Claire Kelly?
Oh,
she's not anymore.
So I've tried to read into it as much as possible. I saw something last night that said that she was spotted on the set again, even though she's already like dipped out because she fell in love with somebody.
Yeah,
so I don't really get what's going on. I know they chose the new girl to be the Bachelorette, and she, I'm sure, is going to do really well.
Yeah.
But then we got the Bachelor announced, so it's like, I don't even know what they're doing. Like, are we getting Claire / that other girl? I forget the other girl's name. Are we getting the new girl in Claire season first, and then the Bachelor?
I've been watching the greatest seasons, and I'm loving that. Like, JoJo was my favorite forever, and so watching hers in Jordan's season was like the best. So I don't know.
What'd you think of Pilot Pete's season?
Ooh. So I think like the craziest thing right now is like Kelly was on the season. Kelly was cool. Kelly was one of my favorites. I like loved her since, you know, the scene where they were like wrestling in like chosen pieces, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, and I remember she was like, no one wants to see their lawyer online and like online in lingerie. And I was like, I love this girl, you know? And then the craziest thing is that like, yes, it didn't really end up how it was supposed to or like whatever, but like no one likes them together. And it's like, she was on the show, but like, I don't know. I really liked Maddie on the show. I think she handled herself really well and really mature. But I liked it as a whole. You know what's so crazy? Victoria Fuller actually joined Monét.
No way. Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
She started Blac Chyna. So there's like some crazy new people coming into Monét. So anyone on Bachelor that hears this, join, because it's the best opportunity that you'll get working from your phone.
Are there any other quote unquote like celebrities that low key, whether they're athletes or TV personnel, like is there any other like low key famous people that are involved?
So did you ever watch The Real Housewives of Orange County?
I didn't.
Well, their hairstylist, her name's Christina Smallwood. She's a senior executive director in the company. There's been a lot of like Bachelor people here and there. There's another lady who is a actress. She was a famous Spanish soap opera actress. Her name's Jimena, and she joined October of last year, and she's a senior executive director. She's at the top of the company. She's killing it. She lives down in Miami, but there's a few that are like starting to jump in, and it's really, really cool to kind of see that people are seeing this opportunity. Like when you look at direct sales, we have the best compensation plan in the industry. Like nothing touches it at all. They pay us out 50 cents to the dollar. We get paid 10 different ways. So like, what you're doing to actually being compensated for. And that was the biggest thing when I was like coming in, I was coming from working in an apartment complex and no commission. I just worked my tail off and really didn't see much pay from it. And this, like anything I do, I get paid from. So it's just really good. And I wish more people would look at it and be like, wow, this is a ground level opportunity, but that's for me to continue to keep sharing with everyone.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Caroline, I'm going to give you this next second to plug away everything that you've got going on. Plug your socials, your coupon code, whatever you got going on, plug it here. This is your time to shine. Go.
Yeah. Socials. Instagram is Caro_Manning. My Facebook's pretty similar. I don't really get on Twitter, but I am on Twitter, Carol_Manning. My Venmo, I'm just kidding. coupon codes. Oh God, they're probably all like Caroline or Caro or Carol 15, something like that. But on my Instagram, I have an Amazon page. It's all on there too. Everything I love is on there. I actually have a little website on my Instagram. So go to Carol_Manning. I think my TikTok is the same. TikTok isn't viral yet, but Coda's really cute. That's my dog. And I put him on there a lot. So I think it's Carol_Manning on there too. But everything that's on there, like I just 100%, I don't rep anything that I don't love. I don't share it with my Instagram or my followers or anything like that, unless I use it and I love it and I would use it forever. So anything that you see on my socials, like, no, it's the real deal. It's so good. And I wouldn't give it to you guys if it wasn't. So I think that's all for my socials. I mean, my website, if you guys want to get in contact with me, is carolinemanning.mymonate.com. But if you guys have any questions or anything like that, you can shoot me an email. You want me to shoot my email on here really quick?
Sure. Yeah. Plug it.
It's Caroline and then M, like M, and then Manning. So 2M, because I always mess up, Manning, like Peyton Manning, and then at gmail.com. So if you guys have any questions, if you want to know a little bit more, if you want to know how you can build a platform online or monetize your platform or anything like that, send me a message and I would love to get in contact with you.
That's amazing. Everybody, you heard the girl. I'll plug as many of those things in the description of this episode so that you can just scroll down and click it. No extra work needed on your end. Caroline, thank you so much for being on here. It was really awesome. I took a few notes while you were talking earlier, and I have some follow-up things that I'll maybe text you about tomorrow or later this weekend. Maybe we should maybe we'll do some work together at some point.
Yes. No, that'd be fun. Well, we're launching something next month that is going to be ground level. Everyone's going to want to get involved, Logan. So it's your time to shine.
All right, bet. Well, everybody, again, show her the love. Go follow her. Go hit her up. Go look into what she's going on. Make sure while you follow her on Instagram, you might as well go and follow me too. LoganLewis96. Follow this pod on Instagram at whatever Logan wants. Follow Binge Media, where you get all the updates for all the other pods. And that's binge_media. There's two underscores. Make sure on Apple or Spotify that you're subscribed and following along, and make sure you've rated and reviewed the show as well. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.